We are back here for another episode of the Wildcat Weekly. It's Kurt Pickering alongside Bobby Jerome. In this episode, we're going to focus on Joe Pfaff, the man, the myth, the junior legend. But before we do that, we're going to touch up on some soccer, just get you guys recapped on that, and then we'll go into the big main storyline of football, playoff football for the Wildcats once again. So the Soccer Cats, recently they won the Jesuit Cup, beating Xavier down in Cincinnati. Following that, they beat Strongsville 5-0. And most recently, this past Friday, the Cats took on Twinsburg. They won that one 4-1. Luciano Pacoda coming away with a hat trick in that game. In addition to that, Zombor Odnidi also scored another goal. The sophomore phenom there for the Soccer Cats. They still have a handful of games coming up. The Menor game is going to be this Wednesday at Menor, and Saturday they play Dublin Jerome. And then the sectional final is that Saturday, October 24th. So the Soccer Cats are really getting to their playoff season as well. The fall sports really coming to an end, and winter are going to be here before we know it. But Bobby, the Football Cats.
Well, before we get to football, I just want to say a little things about the Soccer Cats. They're currently ranked number one in the state and number one in the country.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And Dublin Jerome, who they will be taking on shortly, is currently ranked 16th in the country. But now, talking about the big man on campus, Joe Pfaff. And the Wildcats getting a win against Solon in the first round of the playoffs. They live to see another week. And it was really just an all-around fantastic game for the Wildcats. It was the best game they've played all year, in my opinion. And it was really a complete game. I said on the broadcast on Saturday, or on Friday, and I said it last week on the podcast as well, the team needed to put together a complete game, both offensively and defensively. It was a fantastic game. 42-14 was the final score, and it might have been the best game that the Wildcats have played so far this season. Joe Pfaff is really showing that he deserves to be the number one option on this team as quarterback, and I think he pretty much set it in stone that he's the guy going forward.
And, you know, when is the last time an Ignatius quarterback has had something like this made about them? I mean, if that's not an Ignatius quarterback for you, I don't know what is.
He's really got one of the most promising futures as a quarterback for this school. Because, just to emphasize again, he's a junior. Unlike most Ignatius quarterbacks in recent memory, we don't have 1 year of him. He's not a one-year rental. He's a two-year solid starting quarterback, and he really set in stone that he is the guy for the future. He had a miraculous game. He had a couple of great deep balls to Bottomer. And that's another thing to mention. The Wildcat receivers did an amazing job the other day.
Yeah.
Both the number one, number two receivers for the Wildcats were out against Solon. Alec Espina and Jack Dunston were both out. But filling in those spots were Colin Ween and Steve Bottomer. And they really did a fantastic job. Steve Bottomer had a real deep touchdown catch, along with another flat route to the outside that Joe Pfaff was able to scope out on press coverage, and he was able to catch a ball down the 2-yard line, setting up the Wildcat touchdown.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned Pfaff being a junior. You know, he's coming in a high pressured situation. I mean, he's coming in the beginning of the playoffs. There's still a lot of Wildcat football left. So, you know, obviously I think he's going to be the future for next year, you know, as Bobby mentioned. But, Bobby says 2 solid years, and although he's missed pretty much the whole regular season, that wasn't even much of a regular season.
No.
He's coming in here in playoff football when it really matters most. That's why we count it 2 seasons, you know what I mean?
I gotta tip my hat to this junior class. We really have an amazing junior class here at Ignatius. Joe Pfaff, against Solon was his second varsity start ever. Mm-hmm. His first varsity start was the last week of the regular season. And no one got hurt.
Yeah.
So he was really he had a lot of pressure on him going into that game.
Exactly.
And he really lived up to the pressure. Talk about living up to the pressure. This entire junior class has been able to do that. You see a guy like Marty Lenihan, who last year won the starting running back for the JV Cats, Ryan Baldwin went down, had an amazing year for the JV team. And this year, he was splitting some time with Mike Simcak, but when Simcak went down earlier in the season against St. Ed's, Marty was still able to fill in that role. The expectations were not high for this junior class going into the season because they were juniors and getting their first varsity experience. But they've really lived up to the pressure. Another guy who stepped up, Griffin Taliak. Taliak, a guy who last year got hurt on the JV level and then came back in the last 2 weeks of the season and got, I believe, 6 picks in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That number might be a little off, but I know he had a lot of picks in 2 weeks.
I mean, if you're coming back from an injury, getting picks, period.
And Emma Hanna went down last week, and Griffin Taliak was able to fill his shoes. Taliak was a strong safety before last week.
Mm-hmm.
He had to move to free safety, completely change his position. I know they're both safeties, but
that is a difference. When it comes into zone coverage, there's a big difference.
When it comes into zone coverage, there's a big difference. And at the safety position, the way the Wildcats run it, the free safety will come down and sometimes play with the linebackers to try to stop the run. Strong safety is always going to stay back. But Taliak has really filled in his role perfectly. I'm impressed with the Wildcat junior class. They've really lived up to the pressure, and I think the Wildcats have a long way to go until they're done with this season.
Yeah.
They have Euclid this week. They're playing them on Friday at Euclid High School. The SIBN will be covering it. Me, Owen Gerba, and Danny Gibble will all be announcing the game. I'm not sure if they're going to have video for that game. Whether or not Spectrum's covering that game is up for debate. But regardless, we're still going to be covering the game, so make sure to tune into the SIBN. Kickoff's at 7 o'clock. Broadcast starts at 6:30 on Friday at Euclid.
Go Cats. Go ahead.
Moving on to the golf team. The Golf Cats finished first place at the sectional meet, and they are moving on to districts, I believe, tonight. Nick Logano had a pretty good game. He shot a 77. And Topher Reed shot a 71, and it's really been a promising season for the Golf Cats. It was said at the rally, and I've said
yeah, I was just about to say, at the rally, the coach seemed very, very dead set on one of the most talented golf squads we've ever had, with Topher Reed, just committing to Ohio State, Nick Longano shooting great. This is really, he said, if we're going to win states, this is the year.
This is the year to cash in.
It is.
Although we still do have Topher Reed next year and a lot of young sophomores and freshmen.
And the freshmen.
And it's really going to be a fun couple of years for the Golf Cats. But this year, it's a year to cash in, if there's any year. I really do think we have one of the best golf programs in the state. The last time the Golf Cats won the state championship was in 2002. The Wildcats only have 2 state championships in golf, and that's in both 2001 and 2002 when they went back to back. Let's hope we have somewhat of a similar outcome in this stretch of fantastic golf played by the Wildcats.
Yep, and the final thing I think we need to touch up on is the virtual Wildcats Roar. The athletic program definitely very, very relying on this for their athletic season. Most of our fundraiser for the athletic teams usually come from our ticket sales. With the COVID-19, not being able to allow the Wildcats to pack up Byers Field as we usually do, we're really relying on the Wildcat Roar. It ends in 5 days. We currently have just about 70 donors, and definitely could use more to support our athletes and the athletic program as a whole.
And that either participating in virtual Wildcats Roar or a donation to the Father Sullivan Fund would be huge. Closing out this week, I know today and tomorrow they're kind of a feel good honeymoon type period for Ignatius students as we just come off of a great weekend in sports. But there's still plenty of work to be done.
There is.
The road to the state championship for the sports that we've mentioned is still a few weeks, probably even a month away. And I do think every team has a chance at winning the state championship this year. It's playing, and I do think that the Wildcats will be bringing home some hardware by the time late November comes around.
Agreed.
So that will conclude this week's edition of the Wildcat Weekly. For Kurt Pickering, I'm Bobby Jerome, signing off. Stay well, and go Cats.
Tune in on the SIBN. Do not forget.